It's Tuesday, the 30th of July. The 30th of July. Goodness grief. Funny thing is that my wife said to me last night, last evening, that she noticed how it's getting darker quicker now, or earlier. And I pointed out that we're probably around about 5 weeks on from the solstice. The days are getting shorter, and we're beginning to notice it already. I've noticed it for a week or so now with the position of the sun setting. So, yeah, it's autumn already. Oh, please God, please don't let us get rid of the summer already. Please no. That's a lovely morning this morning. It's mostly blue sky, although the sun is shielded by some light cloud at the moment. But I have to say, it's the coolest morning for, well, really, since we started to get a bit of heat all those weeks ago. Even the house down to 18.5 degrees. That's really not too bad. Previous summers would have been happy with that, but it does feel much, much cooler and fresher this morning. Although, I'm still in shorts, t-shirt and sandals, so it ain't that bad, is it? And I don't feel cold, it's just really cool, cooler and fresher, that's what I'm saying. But then I guess we've had quite a wee bit of rain on and off, so that does draw the heat from everything. Today's to be a nicer day, hopefully. Anyway, yesterday I spent a whole lot of hours out in the garage. Spring cleaning. But basically something that should have been done in the spring. Well, should have been done in the spring 5 years ago. So, yesterday, rid out. Throw it out, get rid of it. But don't keep it any longer. It's very hard, you know. And we're all different. The sexes are different. Women, well, from my experience, limited, women tend to hoard things like gifts and birthday cards and Christmas cards and thank you cards, and there's a theme here about cards, but and they maybe hoard shoes and certain clothes, all that kind of stuff. Men, well, in general, we hoard practical things, nuts and bolts and old shoes, worn out shoes and jeans, and don't throw those out. That's the boxer shorts I've worn for 10 years now. But more in the practical sense, you know, physical things. Things that, hey, I'll need that bit of metal someday. I'll throw it out and a week later I'll need that and then I'll regret throwing it out, so I'm not throwing it out. Yeah. Get the drift here. And I'm no different from most men in that respect. But it is a pile of crap, you know. It really is. What's the word I'm looking for? I was just totally honest with myself yesterday and said, well, I haven't said I was totally honest with myself. I was having an argument with myself. Well, my inner self, the other person who is actually mostly in control most of the time. And I said, I need that. No, you're throwing it out. Oh, you will need that. Listen to my voice. But I think a one in general, going by the pile of stuff that's already sitting there to be loaded into the car for the coupe tomorrow. It all goes to the coupe tomorrow. Coupe being the local authority's landfill. Well, it's a public side of things. you know, those containers and skips where you take things and you put your wood in here and you put your metal in here and you put your old tellies in here. Well, that's where it's going tomorrow. So I was pretty ruthless yesterday, and I have another day, so I'll tell you just how much stuff I've collected over the years. But then again, you know, being a productive guy in DIY and in the electrical trade for all those years, you know, I've got control gear for PLCs up there in the rafters, would you believe it? I've been out of the game for five, 11 years. I've still got PLC control gear up in the rafters. Just in case, you know, just in case a wee job came up and somebody contacted me and said, well, they're ready for the skip, because it'll be all hot anyway now. I suppose what I'm trying to say is that we cling on to so many things in our life. Some good things and some bad things. Some things we shouldn't be hoarding anymore, and some things that we'll never get rid of. And you never want to get rid of good relationships or good feelings or, you know, good times. But sometimes we just keep a hold of things that hurt or have hurt us. Grievances, ill thoughts, bad relationships, things that went wrong. And really, we should just have a big spring clean and be honest with ourselves. Clear it out, get rid of it. It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. Of course it's not. I'm still struggling with some stuff. And I suppose I'm really talking about myself. You know, forget it, let it go, throw it out, put it in a coop. I suppose I'm kind of fortunate that I haven't had too much of that stuff, but there's always something there. Skeletons in the cupboard, as it were, the mental cupboard. The wee locker on the back of the head, you know, that contains the rubbish in your garage that should be tossed and should have been tossed a long while ago. So, I'm not only clearing out the physical garage, I'm going to have a real go at letting go of that wee locker. I know it won't be easy, because we do hold on to things that hurt. Not even things we've hurt, maybe things that we've done, that I've done, to hurt people or hurt relationships or wish they'd never started this now. I was in a good mood when I kicked off. Look out, garage, because here I come today and it's all going to the coop tomorrow. But I might just keep one or two things back for a rainy day. You know, I'm realistic. I know myself. My nails will be dug into a few things as they approach the coop and think, well, wait a minute. Maybe not, maybe not. Just keep that for another year, just in case.